Seven oh one, you are.
You are.
We're going to have an appeal to answer in circuit court. It's,
Mr. Clemens, you're alive.
I would like to call the meeting of this Planning and Zoning Commission Board of Adjustments meeting to order at this time. And Mr. Coxey, would you give us the quorum call?
Dave Clemenson?
Present.
Tom Gideon?
Present.
Bob Hanslin? Jack Johnson?
Present.
David Nelson. Mr. Chairman, we do have a quorum.
All right, sir. Give us the explanation of tonight's hearing procedures.
These are the Taney County Planning Commission Board of Adjustment hearing procedures. Today's Board of Adjustment meeting is held to hear variances, variance requests and appeals on decisions made by the Taney County Planning Commission. The Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Public hearings are held on each request or appeal which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws for each case as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the board, followed by a video and any question for staffs. If you would like to comment, you must sign the sheet which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case to be heard today must be sworn in.
Thank you. And Jack, would you give us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. One, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in particular and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable depreciation of use, as distinguished from the mere grant the privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief shall be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan, as in embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you very much. Before we go on tonight, we normally have a board of five, and in order to receive a passing, you have to have all three votes out of the three of us tonight. If you feel that you would like to put this off until the next month so that we might have more than three, then you can do so. But if there's one opposed tonight or one that doesn't vote, why, then that would be could be a denial rather than approval. So, Lucinda, would that be up to you to decide?
I have a question. Could it be postponed until probably April? Because I'm leaving in a couple weeks to go south.
Is it already covered, or is the structure they're seeking
no,
variance
no, so
for
there,
already
there's
done?
Nothing there yet.
They don't plan on doing it until after April, then?
Well,
If she came tonight.
If it was approved, I could have it done within a couple of weeks, but my sister is going in the hospital.
I don't see any problem if she's not going to build it until after April, but if she's going to build it before April, she needs to get this heard.
No, yeah,
she could withdraw the request at this time if she wanted to.
I, according to legal counsel, I'm sure she can, and are you can postpone this until, did you say April?
She said April because she needs to go somewhere.
I go south for the winter.
Okay.
And if she's not going to build it, I mean,
right.
All we'd be doing is keeping her from having to pay an application fee again by postponing it. She could withdraw it and then pay the application fee again, but I don't see that that's necessary.
No, I don't have a problem with that, you know, personally or anything like that, but it just clicked to me it was April and not a month. So.
Whatever your desire would be, Ms. Hinkson.
But you wouldn't be able to build it until after April if you...
If you were to get the...
if you were to get approval.
Would I have to pay the fee again?
If you wait, we're saying that you wouldn't have to pay the fee again.
Right, we would basically...
The only thing is you can't do it until you're approved, and now you won't be able to be approved until April, so you wouldn't be able to build it until April or May if you were approved.
Well, I think I'll wait then if I don't have to pay the fee until we have a whole group here.
That's your prerogative.
You do get to postpone it the one time, but if you come in April and there's only three of them here, it has to be heard at that time.
Okay.
All right. Hearing that, we'll have this case postponed until the April agenda.
Nice to see you, Bob.
Have a good day, Bob. Good evening.
Is it possible to voice an objection to it, even though it's not going to apply to us?
We need to.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling.
I apologize. We had four here, it would have been heard no matter what, but we only had three here and our bylaws say
this. Call us. You come back, you let us know, we'll get you back on the agenda.
I presume then that
you need to be aware that we're normally in April and the first Wednesday of the month. We don't have that.
No, but make sure that you contact us
a couple weeks before.
Yeah, because we'll have to notify.
Right, because we've got to put an ad back in the paper, and we got to.
I would call for
the ad in the paper
approval of last month's minutes, September the 15th.
Well, of course, I send it out, but you'll have to.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, Tom, second. Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of the September 15th meeting. All those opposed say aye.
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 Yeah.
Motion carries.
$28. We have
anything
to notify everybody again. We've got to come back out and post the property.
For the good of the cause?
I'm sure there is.
Okay.
Would you please tell me who made the motion and seconded for
I made the motion.
Mr. Kinney did.
Yeah.
Nobody happened to pick it up and bring it to my house.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
And Jack seconded it.
I gathered that.
All right.
That's why we do three different plays, so...
Okay.
Okay, so you contact us a couple weeks before because we'll have to get everything in place to do that again. So.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? We're still alive. We go south for the winter, too. Is there any way I can write a letter or anything? Because I don't think we'll be back in April.
Sure, you can write a letter and send it to us, and we'll stick it in the file and make sure they have it at the meeting. You can get it there.
Mail
it to you,
just give it to her to give it to you.
However you'd like to do it, doesn't matter. You can email it to us. You can write it and give it to her. She can hand it to us. We can give it to them. Any way you want to go. You can mail it to our office. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We'll make sure they get it.
We just need to have those in the office 10 days before the meeting starts.
Right. And then, we told her we need a couple weeks because we had to go through all the posting again. So.
Thank you.
So y'all have approved your minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Any new business or old business you have?
I'll just bring you up to speed real quick. Meeting Monday night. Is it Monday night, the 25th? at 7 at Kirbyville.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
It's going to be the second public input meeting for people that have issues with planning and zoning. So if you want to attend that, come on down. And so, and then our new floodplain maps are in, and we've been sent out cards, and of course we've been running ragged since that day, and everything. But we're going to continue to do that until the 29th, and then on the 4th of November we have a public meeting with FEMA representatives and all of the cities and municipalities in Tannehill County here to bring them our comments. We found just a couple of little things in our maps that people have looked at that we are going to have FEMA look at to see if they can, you know, if it's correct. And we have some people that brought in some documentation as far as bona fide elevations and things like that may make a few changes. But the maps, by and large, appear to be pretty accurate and look pretty good. So that's been fine. As with always, we're getting people in saying, people are coming to me and saying that I'm going to have to get surveys done and do all this stuff, and it's going to cost me a lot of money, da-da-da-da. You know, just the county's good about getting a lot of misinformation out, and it's doing it again. So you know, we spent a lot of time with people and everything, but we're proving out those maps now, and it seems to be going pretty good. The maps seem to be pretty accurate, what we've seen so far. So that's kind of what's going on, and you know, what you see on paper.
Well, my only comments was I was at the meeting Monday night, and as far as I know, nobody specifically has any items in the code that they are referring to for us to even take a look at it. Most of them just want to do away with it entirely. And somebody has indicated that, you know, agricultural land should remain agricultural, but whenever you make a change from agricultural to even building a house, that changes the use of agricultural ground to what we're responsible for within the planning and zoning. So I just have to commend the staff for doing and upholding the code as we have in place. Certainly it can be approved. We've improved on it as time has gone along, but to do away with it, it's just going to go backwards.
There are three items that we are going to attempt to look at next month if we can get it going. We've got to post the meeting and everything. But
three items are duplexes.
Duplexes, land, subdivision of land, and permit renewals. I've been working on some of those, and Bob's given me some information tonight, and so hopefully we're going to have the ability to at least present some changes to our planning board. And of course I'll send these to you guys also, and we'd welcome you to be there, but whatever we are going to send to them, we're going to give to you in the packet also.
It just seems that when you change the zoning from, say, residential to say nightly rentals or some sort of mild commercial use, just because they don't build it the first year, maybe they if you actually change the zoning, mm-hmm. why do they have to come back and get it re-upped? And then the second year and the third year. And then after 3 years, if they haven't built it, the area hasn't changed. You've already rezoned it. It shouldn't automatically zone back unless it wasn't right to rezone it in the first place. So basically, once it's rezoned, it's rezoned. Now, special use permits will still have to do the permit renewal. But if the zoning's changed, it's changed. And we're going to try to change that in the code with an amendment. We're currently in litigation regarding the issue, and we've got several developers who are interested in possibly litigating the issue as well if we don't change it, and it makes sense to change it.
That's correct.
Planning and zoning, a lot of their time's taken up approving renewals of permits that they just went through a Division III process the year before. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, I think Mr. Sprague's property was one in question that Mr. Ruta
That would be by PNZ.
And then came before you guys.
Came before us.
And basically said, the same exact project, everything. And in my opinion, my advice to Mr. Ruder at that time was come on through because it's the same, it should be a cakewalk. And then he received a denial. And I was a little bit surprised by that. And of course, you guys saw that, what had happened. So.
That would be an example of a piece of property that it wouldn't make sense to come back through. Either the board was right or they were wrong. And why change it after 3 years? And
if there have been some big changes in the neighborhood, maybe so, but basically that area had stayed the same. Mr. Paulson is representing us on several fronts. And they're ever expanding, it appears.
Well, last month's on 160 was appealed with your permission. I think you guys are just named as a board, but planning and zoning, I think each person was named individually in their official capacity as a member of the board, and there may have been other people named. I haven't seen the suit yet, but basically it's an appeal of the decision from here, which we expected. Mr. Price filed on behalf of some people out on 160. So that's coming down the pipe or pike, whichever one you want to use.
Feels like a pipe to me.
And Linda Church filed the one that I talked about regarding the renewals, declaratory judgment action. And, it may not be the end of them, but we've got two actives right now. So,
it's along with everything else that's going on, I will tell you, if you read something and you're a little confused, we'd be glad to give you the other side of it. So.
Regarding this duplex issue,
yes,
I know of a case in Branson where that common wall was breached with water that came underneath the floor, damaged the other occupant, got a judgment, but I doubt very seriously if it will ever be paid. Can we kind of shore that situation up by making that wall more of a concrete block or a firewall that would protect both sides of the issue, because this is
we cannot do that. The fire district can implement fire codes that they can enforce. We don't have building codes. We cannot enforce a building code.
And that's why in our code you'll see that they are handled as condominium style of ownership, because in condominium style of ownership, the fire district steps in. When you take it out from under there, it becomes residential, and they don't step in until it's three units or more. So I'm looking for the magic way to do that, and then we could do a whole lot of things.
In construction, to prevent water from going from one unit to the other, that would be tough.
But right now, as Bob says, we don't have any way to even say, you need this. I mean, common sense would tell you need this firewall or whatever the case would be. But we would have to trust that they're going to do that.
And you'd want a common wall or a party wall agreement between the two parties. That's what you'd always want in that situation. But some developers don't necessarily do that. And then who maintains and cares for the common wall? Whose responsibility is it? You get into ticklish situations and litigation between the two parties if you don't have a party wall agreement. But that's for the again. That's not our deal.
No, we did hear a proposal in March. Our planning board did from an attorney that had brought a proposal for duplexes here. Several issues were raised during that time, and I think in April, at that time, the board decided not to send a recommendation to make any changes.
The County Commission has requested that they look at this again. I think there's a lot of pressure from developers who, at the present time, with condominiums, you cannot get financing. So with duplexes, I think you can because of the form of ownership. So rather call it the same building, instead of calling it a condominium, you call it a duplex, and they can get financing and they can sell them, whereas the condos, they can't.
That's exactly the game that's being played.
Mm-hmm. That's what's going on.
So, I mean, there's some subtle changes when that happens, but it is the basic same building. If you have a condo in a big project or a gated community, they'll do it, but if you happen to build a few out here, they won't. So that's the rub. And duplexes are good affordable housing. It allows people kind of a step up from an apartment or something like that. I've seen duplexes bigger than a lot of houses.
I live in a duplex, and my side of my duplex is larger than all of the single-family homes in the in the neighborhood except for one, but I'd still rather live in a single-family home than a duplex, so all things considered. But I've been there 15 years, so.
So you know wherever we speak.
Yes.
So.
Okay, thank you for the comments. So that was old or new?
Just general.
Some of it's old and some
something borrowed, something blue.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I second.
So moved. We're adjourned.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.